USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden's Wednesday was spent addressing bottlenecks when it comes to the supply chain involving the shipment of goods into the United States as it's been linked to pandemic-related problems.
We need major retailers and the freight movers who take the goods from the ships to factories and to stores to step up.
Some top shippers and retailers have already agreed to do more offloading and stocking of supplies during off-peak hours. The president also argued the nation has to start, quote, making more things in America to reduce this kind of problem. Mission accomplished for William Shatner back on the Earth after a quick trip into space earlier today. At 90, he's become the oldest man to ever go into space.
So filled with emotion about what just happened.
After emerging from that capsule, Jeff Bezos was there with an uncorked bottle of champagne for the crew. And this is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
You may be able to get a COVID-19 booster shot soon that's different from your original vaccine. An NIH study out on Wednesday shows that mixing and matching COVID vaccine boosters can be safe and effective. The study found those who got the J&J vaccine first actually had more antibody levels when they got a Moderna or Pfizer booster. The findings are going to be presented to the FDA advisory committee that's meeting this week to consider recommending Moderna and J&J boosters. In Longmont, Colorado, north of Denver, at last check, they were still looking for the suspect who shot and killed a postal worker. Deputy Police Chief Jeff Satter says the victim was attacked in front of neighborhood mailboxes.
I know at least one witness heard the shots and saw somebody running from the scene. I don't think they saw the actual shooter.
Police say the suspected shooter ran off wearing a hoodie and a blue mask. They're asking people in that vicinity that have surveillance cameras on their property to share footage with them. And this is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
At least five people are dead, two others injured after a bow and arrow attack in Norway. It happened in Kongsberg, southwest of Oslo. The suspect now in custody. The acting Norwegian prime minister saying police are still looking to see if it might have been an act of terrorism. Instagram announcing the launch of some new features that should help make the lives of content creators a little easier. Users are now able to schedule an Instagram Live up to 90 days in advance, along with a practice mode. The launch coming at Instagram's biggest rival, TikTok, as it working to make live content a larger part of that app experience. The feature has a wrinkle in the quest for the app to be more on par with other platforms like YouTube and Facebook that have long offered tools like those. And a 24-year-old woman in Turkey is now the owner of a Guinness Book World Record. Quite a tall tale. Rumia Galji stands a little over 7 feet tall, making her the tallest, that is, living woman. And comedian Howie Mandel now hospitalized after passing out at his local Starbucks near L.A. TMZ is reporting that he fainted while buying a cup of coffee with his wife at a Starbucks, and reports our doctors think he may have had an episode of low blood sugar. And E Street band member Steven Van Zandt has launched his own line of cannabis products called Little Steven's Underground Apothecary. The E Street Band member and actor says he created it because the U.S., quote, may be the only country in the world that considers health care an afterthought. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.